In this tutorial, we will review how to effectively send and receive clinical information using Medent's SureScripts Net-to-Net Connect interface. The Net-to-Net Connect interface allows your office to The end-to-end Connect interface allows your office to securely exchange patient information with any provider using an EMR system that participates with the National Health Information Network's direct messaging specifications. The end-to-end direct messaging feature in Medent can greatly improve the quality and efficiency in which your office coordinates with other providers. Direct messaging will enable your office to transfer important information completely electronically, which can not only improve the coordination of care, but can also have significant, which can not only improve the coordination of care, but can also have a significant impact on patient outcomes. In Medent, all direct messages will be sent and received as triages within the specific patient's account. Transferring clinical information electronically to another provider can be done directly from the patient's chart by using the Send feature. The send feature link can be enabled on the bookmark toolbar in various different screens throughout the patient's account. If your office has not already set up the send link at the patient's chart, click the chevron icon on the bookmark toolbar at the top of the screen. When the chevron pop-up menu appears, click the hammer and wrench icon to access the bookmark link's setup screen. At the setup screen, you can select any of the bookmark options from the available column on the left. Scroll through the list of available bookmark links, and when you find the Send feature link, click and highlight the link to add it to the selected column. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return to the patient's chart. You can now click the send link on the bookmark toolbar to access the send screen and create a new direct message. The top left section of the send screen will display a list of any receiving providers. To add a provider to the direct recipient list, use the to click to add link, and when the recipient type pop-up appears, click the referring doctor option. When the referring doctor selection pop-up appears, select any of the necessary providers that are highlighted in green and click the OK button in the bottom right corner of. When the referring doctor selection pop-up appears, select any of the necessary providers that are highlighted in green and click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the pop-up to add them to the recipient list. Please note that the send checkbox on the right side of the listing must be clicked in order for any of the providers to receive the direct message. If you have obtained a provider's direct messaging address and you would like them to add, as a one-time recipient, you can select the email recipient option at the bottom of the recipient type pop-up, and a field will appear where you can enter the provider's direct address. You will notice that the end-to-end directory lookup will be available from the button line at the top of the screen. The end-to-end directory gives you the ability to search for a direct messaging. The end-to-end directory gives you the ability to search for direct messaging providers by their name, organization, and their end-to-end specialty code. When you return to the send screen, You will notice that some of the recipients on the list will be highlighted in green. This indicates that the provider is participating in the National Health Information Network's direct messaging program. All of the other providers who are not highlighted in green will receive any of your sent messages as a fax. To create a direct message, you should start by selecting a purpose on the left side of the screen. Click the purpose link and select the appropriate option from the pop-up menu. The sending as link will display the default sending provider. You can click over this link to change the sending provider if needed. When the message link is clicked on, a text box will appear where you can enter the free text information regarding the direct message being sent. This message feature is equivalent to the body of an email. Please note that a message can be sent individually without attaching any additional documents or chart items if necessary. On the right side of the send screen, the attachments section can be configured to contain any of the patient chart areas that you would need to select patient information from. All of the attachments that are sent in the message will be transmitted as a CCD or a C62. A C62 is an unstructured document that cannot be parsed into a CCD. All C62s that are received in MedEnt will be added to the patient's document list. All C62s that are received in MedEnt will be added to the patient's document listing and can be viewed as a PDF. All of the attachments that display at the top of this section are single-click options that will be added to the direct message with all of its criteria included. This area can display send packages that can be set up to contain information that may be relevant for certain specialties or to combine patient chart items that are commonly needed together. You can create and edit send packages from this screen by clicking the hammer and wrench icon at the top of the screen or by clicking the Setup Send Packages link. You can create and edit send packages by clicking the hammer and wrench icon at the top of the screen or by clicking the Setup Send Packages link. For more information on send packages, please review the Send tutorial. This tutorial is available at the videos page on the videos page at MedEnt.com. Please review the Send tutorial, which is available on the videos page at MedEnt.com. The links below will access a list of attachable chart items. If a patient has information available in the chart areas that you have selected to display in this column, If a patient has information available in the chart areas that you have selected to display in this column, all of the content will appear in a pop-up when the item is clicked on. If an item is grayed out in this area, it indicates that there is no content available from the patient's chart. When the document link is clicked on, the pop-up will appear and display the list of all the documents that have been created in the patient's chart. When you have selected all of the documents that are needed, click the OK button to attach them to the direct message. You can click over any of the attachments selected to review the content in the patient's. You can click over any of the attachment links. You can click over any of the attachments that have been selected to review the content in the patient's chart. You can click over any of the attachments that have been selected to review the content in the patient's chart. To remove an attached item or to remove a provider. To remove an attached item or to remove a provider from the recipient listing, click the trash can icon on the right side of the Click the trash can icon on the right side of the field. When all of the information and attachments have been included, please review that the correct providers have been selected and click the send button in the top left corner of the screen to transmit the direct message. Please note that every time a direct message is sent, a send container will be created. Send containers are accessible from the closed section of the All Documents listing. Send containers are accessible from the closed section of the patient's All Documents listing. Send containers are accessible from the closed section of the patient's All Documents listing and act as the documentation for all disclosures of patient information. The information that is available from within a send container includes the date that all of the items were sent, the recipient who received the information, the user who sent the information, and each individual item that was included with the direct message.